Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and this time I'm trying something a little bit new. Now, don't get too excited, you know, it's not real crazy. Just right now, I happen to be sitting outside in our backyard. So, we'll see how this works. You might hear a barking dog every once in a while, and occasionally a car. But, my typical place to record was not available. So here I am, in the backyard. All right, today we're going to discuss curiosity. By curiosity, I mean this desire to understand, this desire to know, asking questions. You know, seeing something in Scripture and saying, why? Why is it like that? Why did God describe the situation in that way? You know, recognizing that God doesn't, you know, do things by accident. That there's always something purposeful behind his actions. So why did God use those words? Why did God describe the situation in that way? You know, one of my favorite ones is in 1 Samuel chapter 14. It's the story when Jonathan goes up to fight against the Philistine garrison. And right in the beginning of that chapter, it says, "And Saul was sitting underneath a pomegranate tree." Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever wondered, you know, what's going on here? Why does Scripture tell us that? Why is that important? Here's another one for you. In 1 Kings chapter 12, Jeroboam becomes king. You remember that? The nation has split in two, where you have the northern kingdom of Israel, and you have the southern kingdom of Judah, and Jeroboam becomes king over the northern kingdom of Israel. And it tells us in 1 Kings 12 that the first thing Jeroboam did is he rebuilt the cities Shechem and Penuel. Why did he do that? But even further, why does Scripture tell us that? Why is that significant? What does that mean? There's always a reason. And I think it's important that when we go to Scripture, we go to it with curiosity. We sit down recognizing that God is purposeful in the things that he records. And so we should ask why. In Proverbs 2, it says this. This is the kind of attitude that our God wants us to have. It says, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." This is how our God wants us to think. You know, one of the passages that we love as Christadelphians is Proverbs 25 and verse 2. It says there in Proverbs 25 verse 2, "It is the glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of kings is to search things out." Now, I know you probably heard that a lot, but it's so true. You know, just let that sink in and think about what that means for your life, that God has purposefully hidden things. Jesus said that that's why he told the parables. God hid things so that we could find them out. That means that when we read Scripture, he doesn't just want us reading and saying, "Oh, okay, that was interesting. That was a nice story." But he wants us to ask why. And it's in that asking of why, when we begin to understand why people did the things that they did, why God put things in Scripture the way that he did, that we begin to understand how God thinks. You know, we read Scripture so that we can change, so that we can become more like our God, more like the Lord Jesus. And asking why is crucial in helping us to do that. It helps us to understand how God works and how God thinks about things. So this week, as you do your readings, as you think about various verses, don't just read the verses, but sit down and be curious. Ask, why? Because in doing so, you'll begin to see what God has hidden. And he's hidden it there for us to discover. so that we might better know him. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.